Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, we're going to make this halfway challenge. We've got to. It's the lockbox at WMC.org.
You know, David, whether it's snow or sleet or wind, we have always prevailed, this radio station, and for only one reason, because the radio station is a community. It's a community of all of us. And as we need about $100,000 in the next couple of days, a little less now, to get to the magic that will allow us the $10,000 from the Berkshire Bank, all I can say is I'm chewing on my fingernails, because there's a real possibility that we won't make it. But I have so much faith in our listeners and so much faith in everybody who knows the right thing that they'll just do it. WAMC.org or call the station 1-800-323-9262 and we'll take the call and we'll sign you up or do it online at WAMC.org.
Alan, of course, we're confronted with a major storm. And while in the capital region of New York, it looks like it's not going to pan out as large as they thought, 4 to 8 inches with a winter weather advisory, through today and into late tonight, the folks to the east in our listening area certainly are getting hit.
Well, Massachusetts, Rhode Island seem to be the worst.
Well, in any case, be careful out there you're confronted with the snow today.
And one of the reasons for that, David, is it's so cold that there's going to be a lot of freezing of former liquid.
Well, the freeze is on at the state capitol, I guess, and metaphorically speaking, we heard the governor yesterday talking about he will find it hard, if nearly impossible, to negotiate with, how do we put this, 5 people in a room?
Look, Preet Bharara gets up and gives a speech and says the culture of corruption in Albany is fostered by the 3 men in the room. Nobody knows anything. Look, in a democracy, how can you have a democracy? How can you vote if we don't know what's going on? If we don't know what's going on in their conferences, which are secret, which is where all the real important business is done. If we don't know about the 3 men in a room, and then Preet Bharara comes and says, that's one of the reasons we have this corruption. He gives a major speech saying that. Now, we know that Preet Bharara is investigating the governor because of the end of the Moreland Act Commission and what happened surrounding that circumstance. But here comes the governor waving a red flag in Preet Bharara's face and saying, I can't do this if I can't only negotiate 3 people in a room, because that's the way it is. So, David, how can you do that? I mean, now we're looking at a potential war between Bharara, who has criticized the 3 men in the room, and Cuomo, who says the only way I can do it is if there are 3 men in the room.
Will Silver resign or not? Even the Democrats, who came out of a long meeting yesterday, said, quote, I think it's been conveyed to him that many members of the conference believe that the appropriate thing for him to do is resign his speakership. This is Brian Kavanaugh of Manhattan.
I do think it's over. I think what happened is as soon as they decided he would, quote, step back, still be the speaker, but step back. I think a knowledgeable person would know, based on his history and how effective he's been as speaker, and when I say effective, meaning for him, that he would be, quote, calling in the plays. So Cuomo says, listen, I need to talk with just one person. And by doing that, and by the way, I don't like it. I think this 3 men in a room thing is not a good thing. And it is a result of what we call the iron law of oligarchy. You may have 211 people in the legislature, but 2 guys end up as being the head where power resides. And then, you know, while they say they're given instructions by their conference, they go back and say, okay, boys, this is what, and girls, this is what we're going to do. So will he resign? I think he really has to now, because I think the die is cast.